following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Refuge Family, Pastor David here with today's Refuge Daily. I am in my shared office space right now. Let me do a quick, not only was that the sickest 360 you have ever seen in your entire life, but hopefully that gave you a little bit of where this office is. Maybe I can do this. That's Pastor Jeff's office right there. He's not here. What's going on? And we got, oh, yeah, there's Ryan and Julie. Got the Johnsons there. That's a fake plant right there, so I don't have to water it because it'd be probably dead by now. But enough of that nonsense. Want to share with you guys a quick Devo. In my Devo time with the Lord, I'm in the New Testament right now, where I'm still in the New Testament. I just finished the book of Titus and Philemon. I'm going to start Hebrews later today. And it's towards the very end of Titus chapter 3. And it says this, and I'm just going to give a quick warning. This passage calls us out massively, especially everything that we have been experiencing the past 18, 19 months, the division, whatever the heck you do or don't believe about COVID, about the vaccine, about politics, whatever it is, this speaks directly into it. And I pray that you would receive it. And as I pray for my own self when I read this and I'm like, oh God, this is confronting me in a lot of my stuff. And so Titus chapter 3, it says, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities. Wait, God, slow down. To obey, to be ready for every good work. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men, to everyone. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Now, here's the confrontational part of what we just read, if you don't already feel like you've been confronted. There isn't a limit here. There isn't a be gentle, be humble, speak evil of no one. But if they're this way, it doesn't say that. It gives a blanket statement that as believers, we are called to reflect the heart, the tone of the voice, the look on the face of Jesus to all men around us. And it gives us the reason. It says, you once were a fool. You once were living as a fool. You were foolish in your thinking. You weren't saved. You didn't know Jesus. I love that's a part of this. It's having us remember our roots, where we came from. We're not all that in a bag of chips. We're not holier than thou, right? We were once a specific way. We didn't get ourselves out of that spot. It says, but God abundantly blessed us, right? Jesus died for us, brought us into the fold of God, brought us into his family. That's who we used to be. We tend to forget this at times, right? We are to speak evil of no one. But David, this guy's a jerk. Yeah, I get it. I also get that we're jerks at times as well. We need to remember that. Speak evil of no one. Be peaceable. Be gentle. Showing all humility to all men. Something happened in the past 18, 19 months where we are guilty of mixing God's word to fit our opinion on just about everything. Our political opinion, our opinion on vaccines, our opinion on whatever. And the Bible, God's word, calls me out on that when I do that. David, if the way you view something, if my belief in a certain area causes me to view anybody in a way where I'm going, they are less than, they're worthless, they're this, they're this, they're this, then you need to check yourself, David. You need to be patient with people. You need to approach people humbly. David, you need to speak evil of no one. I was reminded recently when things that are out of my control and they irritate me, that verse where it says we need to give place for God's wrath. What that means? That means allow God to do what he desires to do. And what does he desire for us to do? As image bearers, as sons and daughters of his, to be ambassadors, to represent him well, to love well. It says that it was God's kindness that led us to repentance. It wasn't his judgment. We need to be remembered of that, as there are people that don't know Jesus, and we can just heap on condemnation. We can look down upon them because they don't line up with what we believe is the right thing to do. Not even talking scripture. Well, I'm using politics as an example right now. You know, if we're left, we can judge people on the right because they do it wrong. If we're right, we're judging people because the left is doing it wrong. And Jesus is not left. He's not right. He's not red. He's not blue. Jesus is above. He's not this way, this way. He is above. As believers, we're called to be above. Not above anything, I mean, but we're called to be so focused on God and on what he wants us to do. And yes, our faith absolutely intersects with the things that go around us. It informs the way we should vote. It informs all these different things. But if we think that we have the right to condemn somebody or speak evil of them or slander them, all the while hiding behind scripture, I just got to say that that is not the heart of Christ. And I'm not saying this to light anybody up. I'm saying this was a devotional for me that my heart needed, because I am so good at justifying myself to treat somebody a specific way because I think they're wrong. And the reality is, Christ showed his greatest act of love while I was dead in my sin, wrong, enemy of his. He could have done anything, but he chose to go and surrender to the will of his Father and die for me when I was completely in the wrong. It's God's kindness that led us to repentance. And I just pray that we would be people who live at peace with others, that we'd be gentle and humble, that we would actually give non-believers a reason to want to know Jesus instead of just showing and just being like, dude, you kind of suck. You know, you need to change. Wouldn't it be amazing if we put God on display in our lives in such a way that people were compelled to ask us about him? Man, I want to live that way. I would say, family, some of you know me. Some of you may just know my face a little bit. If you see me at Refuge, and if you ever see me acting in a way where it's not representing Jesus, confront me. In love would be nice, but confront me and say, hey, David, I see this, man. You told me. Hold you accountable. I need it. We need it. So family, friends, Refuge, we need to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing humility to all men. Why? For we ourselves were once foolish without Christ. That was us. That was our story. I hope this blessed you guys. I hope the Holy Spirit will use this. I love you guys. I truly do. Let's pray. Father, I just ask right now that you would help us by your Spirit to live in a way that reflects who you are. We've used the metaphor before of we want to smell like you. That is, if we hang around you, we start to look like you, talk like you, smell like you. And far too often we look like, sound like, smell like our favorite politician, our favorite celebrity, our favorite blogger. Would that not be true of us? Would we look like you, Jesus? Would our heart be your heart for people? Help us, God. Please, please, please help us die to ourselves. Help us die to our entitlement. Help us get rid of those times where we justify. There's a lot going on in our world, Lord, and we need you. Help us be good witnesses. We ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Refuge.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life